Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fluency News. This podcast is made for everyone who loves to know what's going on around the world with the most important news. I'm Benjamin Robson, your host, and it's really great to have you here today. Now, think about this. Is there a better way to learn English than having frequent contact with the language while you listen to a podcast? I don't think so. When you listen to our Fluency News episodes, you get updated, you practice your listening skills, and learn tons of new vocabulary all at the same time. But you can learn English in different ways, right? And one of them is by taking an English course. Did you know that Fluency Academy has a complete online course for you to unlock your English and take it to the next level? To sign up for our waiting list, just click on the link in the description of this episode. Now, let's get down to business. It's time to talk about sports. What's happening in the sports world? What is the big news? We couldn't start this episode differently. When this news came out, it caught us by surprise. Sebastian Vettel, the four-time world champion, has announced his retirement from Formula One at the end of the season. After weeks of speculation about his future, it has now been confirmed he will be stepping away from the sport at the end of 2022. He announced via Instagram last month, after spending his whole F1 career without a social media presence. He made clear that he wants to spend more time with his family, as well as focusing on environmental issues. His last sentence is, "Farewell. Thanks for letting me share the track with you. I loved every bit of it." Isn't it crazy that Sebastian Vettel is retiring? I mean, he is a German superstar and a four-time world champion, but he's only 35 years old. Now, do you know what the word retirement means? Retirement is the act of leaving your job and when you stop working, usually because you are old. For example, the retirement age in the UK is 66. Could you imagine yourself retired at age 35? Another interesting word from the news is stepping away. Stepping away means to stop being involved in something. Sebastian Vettel will be stepping away from the sport at the end of 2022, so he won't be involved with Formula One anymore. A career is an occupation, a job for which you are trained and in which it is possible to advance during your working life, so that you get greater responsibility and earn more money. I have a career in teaching. How about you? What career do you have? The next story is about NBA. That's right. The 2023 basketball season will take place from the 11th to the 14th of April 2023, followed by the start of the 2023 NBA playoffs on 15th of April. All 30 teams will play the day before Election Day in the US, in a bid to encourage fans to make plans to vote. No games have therefore been scheduled for Election Day. The 2022-23 season will also feature the return of NBA Global Games, with two regular season games being played outside of the US and Canada. Cool, right? Besides this cool news about the NBA season schedule, you heard me talking about dates. 11th of April, 15th of April, the year 2023. So let's talk about that. First, let's see how we'd say the years in English. Years are normally divided into two parts, the first two digits and the last two digits. So we'll split it up in two sections. For example, the year 1986, we'd say 19 first, and then 86. So it's 1986. 1986. Now, we're in 2022, and the NBA season will start next year, in 2023. Easy, right? Now, keep in mind that some people would prefer to say the year by using the full number. So you'll also hear people saying 2022. Instead of 2022. And that's totally correct too, okay? Okay, now, the main thing that confuses people is the difference between American dates and British dates. You heard me saying the NBA playoffs will happen on the 15th of April, right? Well, that's the British way to say it because I'm British. British people would say the day first, then the month, then the year. So I would say my date of birth at the 31st of October, 1995. Americans would say, October the 31st, 1995. Okay, now you know my age. Ah, and don't forget to use the ordinal numbers when you talk about dates, okay? So, it's the 3rd, the 5th, the 15th, and so on. All right, guess which sport we're talking about now. If you thought about soccer, you're right. We already know that the World Cup 2022 in Qatar is about to start, but it's actually closer than you think. It will take place from the 20th of November to the 18th of December. The first game is on Sunday, the 20th of November, at the Al Bayt Stadium, where holders Qatar will face Ecuador in Group A. England will face Iran on the second day of the tournament in Group B. In total, 32 teams will compete, divided into 8 groups. You can check all the scheduled games in the link that we will leave in the description of this episode, so that you don't miss any games from your country. That's exciting. I personally love soccer, so I'll be watching all the matches from the 20th of November to the 18th of December. Now, pay attention to what I said. From November to December. From to. This is a combo you always need together. From and to work together to indicate when the action begins and when it ends. The World Cup will begin on the 20th of November and it will end on the 18th of December. So, from the 20th of November to the 18th of December. You can use it with some other things too, like the first game will be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. or the players will visit many cities from Doha to Al Shamal. And that's it for today, guys. I hope that was useful for you, and I hope you learned something. Don't forget to join our waiting list for our English course to learn even more. Go to en.fluencytv.com and join now. The link is also in the description of this episode. I'll see you soon for another episode. Have a good one.